And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, Facebook, and YouTube Live at 10:90 a.m. We got it all covered there. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. Ricky is out today. Unfortunately, I'm going to break the news here.
He broke
his wrist again.
Oh,
yeah, he fell. He was taking care of his kids and on the swing and fell and he broke his wrist. He's going to be having some surgery this week, and so we'll welcome back Rick soon. He told me he's coming back next weekend, so
I hope so.
Yeah, so he'll be around. But Corey, you guys will be around. You'll be around too.
And I think he mentioned Dallas's birthday was yesterday.
Yes.
The 21st.
Yeah,
so happy
birthday,
belated.
Dallas. Yeah. She's taking care of Ricky,
right?
and the kids too. So,
poor
but
Rick.
We're here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to San Diego Landing. Great show here. Lobster season this Friday night. Steve Oropeza from Promar and Pablo Fernandez from Fernandez Charters, learning a ton about lobster fishing.
And we're giving away $100 to a lucky texter and a lucky caller.
One for each.
And $100 goes to promarahi.com.
Right.
And you can pick out whatever you want.
Yeah.
I was checking out these gloves, man.
The gloves are great.
Diving.
And they're very reasonable, too.
I've purchased, you know, like $40 pair of Rifes, you know, for diving.
Yeah, I know. These are the best.
Retail, what, under $10?
Yeah, under $10.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. No, they last, too.
Yeah. They last the whole season, no problem.
Yeah, for sure.
This grip's incredible.
Yeah. No, they were. And they're available pretty much at all your retailers, right?
Pretty much every tackle shop in Southern California has the gloves.
Yeah.
And Pablo had a great one, too. Like, if you don't want to get smelly and you don't want to get your hands wet and stuff, you can put surgical.
Latex, whatever you're into, and you could just put them on. There's a lot of people that don't want to get wet or smelly, you know, the clients and stuff, and I just have a box of those on there. They slip those on right underneath these gloves.
Good idea.
And then they can take the gloves off, and they can take, you know, dispose of the other gloves. They can get nice and warm. They can have their hot cocoa or whatever they're doing, coffee, adult beverages, whatever, snacks. And then they're good to go.
That's a pro tip.
So when you take passengers out, so you do like lobster charters on your boat. Are they open party or do you charter them or how do you do it?
I do both. So I do open party trips, and those are usually through your saltwater guide for the community there. I don't really open the open parties to the whole world just because it's a little bit of a headache for me to try to deal with four different people
to coordinate
having one charter master. But I do from time to time have them, and I am doing them right now for Saltwater Guide members. And if somebody wants to take the lead and, you know, try to get four people, I would do open parties as well.
Yeah, so they could contact you if they want to, hey, I want to take my kids out or I want to pick up some buddies out.
Yeah.
Up to four people on your boat. How do they get a hold of you?
So you can check me out at FernandezCharters.com, and you can also check me out on Facebook at Fernandez Charters and Instagram at Fernandez Charters. My phone number is 619-431-3070.
You operate out of Mission Bay.
I'm on Seaforth, Mission Bay, right there in the marina. Right there, Seaforth Marina, right next to Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Now, the big question, Pablo, are there openings for the first 4 days? Of the season?
I hate to be a heartbreaker, but the first night is family night.
Yeah, right.
So first night.
There's no heartbreaker there. That's an embrace.
I take my mom out.
Yeah.
Okay, my mom's, how old is she now? She is 84.
Wow. Your mom goes lobster fishing.
So I take her out and I let her pull the first one.
What's her name?
Every night. Elsa.
Oh, Elsa. Cool. Yeah, congratulations.
So I let her go out and pull the first one each and every season. So she just started kind of wanting to do it more with me. So last time we did that, she pulled the first legal lobster onto the deck, and she's going to keep that going. So,
first charter's already booked.
So the 27th is booked. The 28th, depending on if I get my second boat back in order by then, we'll have one boat available, and then after that, it's open. I have openings.
Okay.
Openings.
And how much is a lobster charter? If you wanted the whole boat, take your friends out, how much is it?
So if you want the whole boat to take your friends out, it's $1,200, and that's four people. And I like to limit it to four people because it gives you a lot of room. And not only that, but it's just better to limit out four people than, you know, to get six people. It's just a little more pressure on us and also on them because... And especially, that's another reason that I don't typically like to open parties, because then how do you do it? They have to kind of agree on
how do you split it all out?
How do you split it all up? Right, because I know a lot of the bigger sport boats, what they do, it's like, that's your net. What you get is what you get.
Right.
And you can do that, but that just makes it a little contentious.
So it's like $300 a person to go four on the boat, and that you supply everything.
Everything. We got all of our...
Just bring your printer or something.
All of our Promar gear. It's all top quality stuff. I always get new gear every year from Steve here.
Dude, to pay that money and to have you as captain all set up.
Yeah.
And if you ever look at the price in the tank of live lobster.
Yeah.
Steve's wild already. I mean, it's minimal.
If you get two, you could pay for your trip.
Thank you.
Last season, it topped out at like $68 a pound.
So if you get a limit of seven, you have money in the bank.
Not that we can add that up.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's a great time, and the best thing about doing this HoopNet thing is, number one, you're for the most part warm and dry. Right. You can socialize.
That's fun.
You bring your family. You bring your children.
You see
these
stuff.
Kids
cool.
get the stuff you see.
It's so fun.
In these nets. I mean,
there's eels and fish,
sharks.
Octopus.
I've had sharks fill up the whole net and then destroy it, chewing out, trying to get it, trying to dump them
like
out.
A horn shark or
kinds. Yeah, exactly. All those horn sharks, smooth hounds. Yeah. They all come out at night, right? All the freaks come out at night.
Yeah,
but
if you want to learn about hooping, if you have a boat and you don't know how to do it, it'd be a great lesson. You probably taught a lot of people how to do it.
Absolutely. And then I have forged friendships doing it too, and now I have guys that come back each and every multiple times a month even.
Sure.
And it gets, once the ball starts rolling here, it gets so busy that, we don't have days off, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, you're okay with that.
We're okay with that. But honestly, for the kids and for the family, it's the best time ever. And I'd also like to go out and do guiding trips on people that have their own boats, just not sure what to do. I mean, I've made mistakes. I'm sure you guys haven't made mistakes like I have, but I've made mistakes hoop netting up until last season. So I learn each and every time.
Sure.
So to get that map of streamlining, like, hey, man, start here. You're starting from my 25 years of making mistakes.
Right. There it is. Yeah. You know? So you learn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. FernandezCharters.com?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's okay. That sounds good. Okay, phones have been a little slow this morning. You want to get through, have a chance to win a $100 gift card to Promar Nets or PromarAhi.com or just Promar.com, right?
Correct.
Either one will work. 213-432-1090, but tons of texts.
I mean, a lot.
Like 50 or 60 so far.
Yeah.
I have a good one here, and it's from Jay and OB, and he says, good morning, gentlemen. It's lobster season next week. What a great show. My question is, what is the optimal soak time to leave the nets in the water and go back and pick them up and check them to see, and does it matter, and it matter how fast you pull the nets up?
Good question.
Couple of good questions.
So soak time
and pulling and the nets. Speed.
I'll let Steve answer it, and then I'll jump in on it too.
Jump back and forth. So what I like to do, especially early in the season, the first time I go out, it varies throughout the season. Optimal soak times do vary throughout the season, but what I like to do the first time on the first set that I do is the first hoop net, I'll let soak for 30 minutes. I'll go and check that, and if it looks like it hasn't been hit yet, then I won't pull the next one. I'll wait 15 more minutes, so it'll be 45 minutes on the next one. And then if I still see that there's nothing in that one, then I'll wait even longer on the third one. So basically, what I tend to do is, as I work my way from 1 to 10, each one is a little bit longer of a soak time until I see the one that starts getting loaded.
That they're starting to crawl.
Yeah, so if I see on the third one or the fourth one, okay, that one's been soaking for about an hour, and that's the one that has 3-4 lobster in it, well, now I'm going to wait an hour for the rest of the night unless I see something happen. So usually I start with about 30 minutes, and having that fresh bait has a lot to do with it. I've found that when you have fresh bait, you don't have to wait as long, because those fish, a lot of times my fish are still, their hearts are still beating, so that blood, as I slice them up, that blood is still dissipating out of them. It's fresh
blood. The oil,
yeah,
the scales,
exactly.
Like everything's...
So, and when that stuff's coming off of them a lot faster because they're fresh, you don't have to wait as long as what I've found. When you're using frozen stuff, I mean, that stuff is thawing out. It takes a little bit longer for that scent trail to dissipate. You might want to wait a little longer, but with fresh stuff, I've found that usually 30 minutes and I start seeing some action in my hoop.
And then what about the style of pulling, the speed? And the...
Slow and steady. Slow and steady is the name of the game. You don't have to try and get the hoop net as fast as you can on the boat. It's all about just
being... keep moving.
Exactly. Slow and steady. The last thing you want to do is pause. Any pauses...
Herky jerky.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Any pauses,
they'll kind of jump out.
Not only... Well, yes, they'll jump out, but what happens is if you look at our hoop net, you'll notice that there's a center ring at the bottom of the hoop net.
Yeah.
For those of you watching on video, you'll see the center ring, and as you're pulling it up, what happens is... everything has a momentum as you're pulling it up. As soon as you stop, this bottom ring, which is designed to weigh the bottom down to keep the lobsters inside the hoop, that's still going to have momentum as you're pulling it up. So if you stop, the top rings will stop, but this bottom ring will keep going. And
oh, my God.
What happens as that
bottom, yeah,
ring, those lobsters are just going to get ejected.
Yeah, they're just
net.
Like... power.
Great
out.
Point.
Yeah, so you don't want to take any pauses. It's all about slow and steady. As long as it's slow and steady, then you're good. You don't have to rush people.
Now, do you guys still make weights for the bottoms if you want to add weights to that?
No, we've never made weights. I believe...
those Leadmaster.
Yeah, Leadmaster.
They call them heavies.
Hoopnet heavies. Yeah, they still make them.
Is that a good idea? I mean, to put weight in the bottom?
I think so.
Or just start heavy from the beginning. And
exactly.
Just get your XL.
Yeah, you can get our XL or our XLHD. I think it's a good idea if you guys are fishing in an area like Catalina. It's notorious for you get over there, you start off, and it's good. You can start off with one of these, a lighter hoop net, but then as the night progresses, the current picks up, and then you notice that your hoop nets start walking. Well, you can't bring more than the 10 hoop nets that you have, and if you don't have the heavy ones,
if you lose them,
exactly,
you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
So
right?
It's probably a good idea if you're going somewhere like Catalina to bring something like hoop net heavies. If you're just using the standard hoop nets, to bring those along so that if you need to strap them on, I know you can just zip tie them
on. And sometimes in the bay, the tide, right?
Yeah.
The tides, if you're fishing on a big tide, they'll walk on that tide too.
The big tide swings, and also obviously we have surf to contend with a lot. And
do they walk on the tide swing, the big tide swings?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely do if you're not prepared, right? If you're not using the right XL.
Right
hoop nets, if you're not using the XL heavies. Or if you, I mean, obviously you have options. You don't need to go to the end of the jetty when the waves are slamming and when the tide's ripping, right?
Yes.
And you'll know right away. You'll drop them and you'll be dropping your next one. And you're like, whoa, why is that one moving? And you're just looking around and it's marching down the beach.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes it's more subtle. Sometimes it's with the surge. But you can definitely tell. I know Steve and I talked about it earlier. You can definitely tell when they're walking. When they're walking, your best thing to do right there is retrieve it immediately. And if you have a way to weigh them down and you have to be in that spot, that's fine. But if not, just fall back in or go find a spot where it's not impacting it so much.
Yeah. All right.
That's good information.
Yeah, really good information. You have a good text. Huh?
I do, Pete, and it's kind of stepping away from the lobster thing for a second, but you mentioned the Royal Star earlier, so I had to bring this one up, right? And it comes from Tom in Salome, Arizona. Thank you, Tom, for listening from Arizona. In 1996, he won a big drawing that was a 9-day trip on the Royal Star. It changed his life for the better and is something I have never forgotten. I want to thank Let's Talk Hookup for
one of the best experiences in his life. And that comes from Tom.
That's about, cool. He went on a long-range trip and got hooked.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just the couple that's openings so cool. on the Shogun, and I had to mention it.
That is so cool. Well, let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. How about Dan? Dan calling from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, this past year I got into the hoop knitting. I picked up 5 of the 32-inch Promars, and my wife and I have been going out, and she's hooked on this stuff. It's crazy.
Got the bug.
I got the bug. We've been having a lot of fun, and so we're gonna go this Friday, the opener. But I had 5 nets before, and you got to write your go ID on the buoys. Which I know you guys are familiar with, but I picked up one more buoy, and the go ID, do I need to, because I think you're only allowed 5 of those per person, but now do I need to put a different go ID on the 6th one that I'm dropping now?
So we talked about that a little bit earlier, but now the regulations have changed. Yeah, so now you can do up to 10. On your boat.
With the same go ID.
With the same go ID.
Yeah. So just put your go ID on all 10 and you're good to go.
All right.
Simple enough.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Robert in Canyon Country. He says, great show. Does everyone on board still need a lobster gauge?
Oh,
yes, that's a great one. That's one of those that gets you all the time.
Yeah.
The short answer is yes.
Yeah. It has to be within reach of you, too. So what I like to do is whenever I'm hooping with buddies, everybody's got it on a lanyard around their neck.
No kidding. It has to be within reach.
Yeah. So not only is it within reach, but also as Fish and Game approaches me, they see that everybody's got lobster gauges around their neck.
You see the dog tags.
Yeah. And it gives off a good sign, I think, to Fish and Game. Okay, these guys obviously know what they're doing. They have the gauges around their neck, so they all have gauges. So we start off on a good foot with Fish and Game by doing that.
Yeah.
And not only do you have enough for everybody, you have plenty of extras.
Yes.
Because those things go over.
They go over easy.
Easy.
And they get lost very easy.
Yeah, yeah, very easy. So you want to make sure that you have a good amount of extras on the boat at all times. So not only does everyone need to have one on their person, but have a few extras on the boat just in case.
Yeah. Eric, our officer yesterday, was talking about the importance of measuring properly. And the Promar gauges are great. They work, but he was talking about measuring from the eye socket back. Now, I usually do it the opposite way because I know if it's as soon as the eyes wiggle, it's going over the side. Well, how do you do it, Pablo?
Well, no, I like to do it from the eye socket back.
Yeah.
I like to hook it in the
front. Much more sure way.
Right, and then you got, because once it's there, it locks into place, right?
So
you grab the lobster, right, and you measure it, pulling it back. And if that gauge does not land on that body.
On the carapace.
The carapace. If it does not land on the carapace, then
you're in trouble.
You're good.
He needs to go back home and grow up for us for next year.
Yeah.
Right?
And like Eric Hord mentioned yesterday, he said you have to be extremely careful because if that gauge does go over, he said he kind of hem and hawed, like it could be, but it's got to be extremely precise.
So
we've got what we call the let it go method.
Right. So like we have a lot of what we call clickers, right?
Right.
What we call clickers is we pull right in between the eyes, right? We set the gauge there. We pull it towards the tail. And you're like, oh, it's legal. And you're like, hold on, let's check it. Because I check every single one.
Yeah.
Unless I can tell that it's a monster.
It's 100%. Yeah.
And the monsters, I still show people to check them because now they know how to check.
Right.
And it's real fun when you use the crab side of the gauge to
and again, get it measures out. That's
you
a
know,
good one.
Because those are good ones.
Yeah.
Right? And we'd like to do that. That's our favorite. But yeah, for sure, you got to make sure if it's clicking. I mean, there's even some that are like you can actually pick it up between the eye and the carapace.
Yeah.
You can actually pick it up. But
do you keep
what?
That one?
You cannot. Because why? Because the gauge is
over.
Off
over.
The carapace.
Okay.
So even though you're like,
so it's,
it fits.
It could be legal,
but it also could not be legal,
well,
right?
Here's the thing. It's up to interpretation. Yeah. To me, it's not. To me,
it just isn't worth it.
It's not worth it.
Because the gauge that the officer has is the rule.
Right.
And if the gauge the officer has, if that thing...
That settles the argument.
It's over.
That settles the debate, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing he said, too. To settle the debate one step further, is he said their number one written violation in their book is Short Lobster.
Yeah.
Period. Like, what else do we need to know?
And I also look at it like this. If you can make that thing legal, the warden can
make it illegal.
So why mess around? Bugs for a reason, right? There's millions of them.
Yeah.
Let's just go get the big ones.
Yeah. Go find the right one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We've got Yousef on the line there, Pete.
Oh, yeah. Hey, our fishdope.com report from Yousef Husseini, the angler's realtor, and sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for local and or long-range trips. More team members now at Fisherman's Processing means they are way ahead of everybody else. Same-day capacity is unbelievable there, and they have, of course, the best customer service and the finest processing. Stop by their location in Old Town and check it out for yourself on Taylor Street, or just check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservation today. Good morning, Yousef.
Good morning, Yousef.
Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Yes, we got you loud and clear now. Good morning.
Awesome. You scared me. Good morning. All right, guys. Well, this fishing is definitely slowing down. These fish are becoming a little more concentrated with what is still around. Right now, we've still got a good spot of fish from the west side of Catalina out towards the Osborne there. Towards the snail, there's lots of bluefin out there. The spotter plane's been up. It's big spots. Lots of fish being caught. Also, lots of boats pushing foamers down. It could be a little bit better, but people are running them over. Tanner bit yesterday as well, 20 to 50 pound bluefin and some really big yellowtail. The tribute was in there. They did really well. So it's still going, this isn't over yet. There is yellowfin scattered everywhere for the most part. If you're lucky enough to find them, they are, down south all the way up to Catalina. They just are hit and miss right now. There is, sunfish right now. There's still a lot of bluefin and yellowtail being caught over there by the islands near SKR. Another notable catch is marlin. The Sea Watch has had two marlin 2 days in a row, good size ones down there off of SKR. I know some guys that were on last week on a full day, and they lost three marlin.
Yeah.
So they're around, man. They're catching them on the full day boats and the three quarter day boats. It's good. And that's about it right now, guys. It's really backing off quite a bit. Hopefully, we're going to see a little more action before we get into this winter and cotting. Lobster season.
That's for sure. And of course, Yousef, the angler's realtor. How's the market doing?
Market's going great. We just had a half basis point lowering of the interest rate, so it's going to start really going here. I can tell by our phones are ringing off the hook. The team's been busy all weekend, morning till night, out showing people and securing new listings for us.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, good stuff. And how do we get a hold of you if we want to buy, sell, or get more information about the Angler's Realtor?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169 or on social media at Cal Realty. You can also check out my website, which is sportsmansrealty.com. If you have a house you're looking to sell, we have a website just for that. It's SoCalHomeEval.com, and that'll spit you out a price on your home right away, no obligation.
There you go. All right. And, of course, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your 30-day, $30 code to get a new membership to fishdope.com, which is a must-have. And, Yosef, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Great report. And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, and longevity and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using the app on your phone. And Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best. And for your boat and with Norsk Lithium, check NorskLithium.com. Go see the trolling motor doctor or Anglers Marine in L.A. Anaheim or Lakeside here, Norsk Lithium batteries.
Yeah, and you can use a Norsk Lithium to power the Ace Line
for
hauler.
The Brutus.
Absolutely, yeah, that works great.
Those things are so cool.
Yeah, they are.
What do they retail for, do you think?
I think they're like $550 range, something like that. Is that about right, Steve?
$500 to $600.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but like I said, I've had this one for 10 years,
Pete. Look at the price of a damn lobster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going out and getting a limit for your family, are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. Look at the price of surgery on your shoulders.
There it is.
Right?
Yeah. Versus
a lot more than $550 bucks.
Versus not working for you.
Pulling those, right?
Worth it.
Take it from an old guy here. Hey, Jacob from Spring Valley says, great show today, guys. So question about pulling pots and line angle. I think this is a really good one. When the tide is going in and out and the line angle isn't vertical, is it better to pick up the slack and get the line vertical before pulling or just pull fast and steady to get the pots up? Your thoughts?
Well, I think that we addressed this earlier with our clips and our weighted clips that we have.
Yeah.
When you put that on the other side of the buoy, on the square part of the buoy or the flat part of the buoy.
Right.
And that's going to keep your line up and down no matter what.
Right.
Okay. That's why we put those weights on there, because it runs through. You guys can picture it running through from our hoop net. It comes up to the buoy, to the cone part of the buoy, and then it runs through, and then it comes to the flat end of the buoy. And on that, no matter how much slack you have, if you have a weighted clip, it's going to be up and down. So the buoy's going to be there, the line's going down, the line's on both sides, right? One side down to the hoop net, one side to your extra line that you have, and that's going to have the weight on it, and that's going to prevent you from having that line either slacking out or paying out, flowing all over the place, or being at a 45 or even less of an angle to where it's a hazard now for everybody.
And the Eclipse net, really, for pulling purposes, eliminates the issue. Like, you can pull it at an angle, you can pull it at a funky angle, when they laid flat on the bottom, you had to be straight up and down perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. The ambush makes it really easy because it has those walls around it.
Yes.
That makes it harder for the lobster. They can get out, but it makes it harder.
That's the term, ambush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, the Eclipse are the old collapsible.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay. Do you still make those?
No longer make those. These basically took over.
Well, yeah.
They took over
so much easier,
One thing to note is that you always want to pull with the line vertically over, basically directly over the hoop net.
The best you can.
Yes. Because if you're pulling at an angle, if there's any structure, which we're typically fishing structure, right? If there's any angle on that line, there's a potential for that hoop net to be caught into the structure.
Right.
It's like an anchor.
Right.
You know, when you're pulling that anchor in an angle into the structure, then you're going to lose that anchor.
And you could lose your hoop net.
Exactly.
And a little anchor involved after that. Yeah.
And as the boat captain, whoever's operating your vessel, it's really important. I mean, depends on the size of your boat and all that, but I like to back into them. That's a technique that we share on Your Saltwater Guide. Back into all of the hoop nets. And then you back up to where they are vertical, and you try to keep them vertical as much as possible.
Gotcha.
And then that way you try not to drag them across the bottom, right? It's no different than like rock fishing. You know, you don't want it paying out, you know, 90 degrees to the boat. You know, and you're just dragging it across the bottom. You're going to get hooked up, you know, to the bottom, not what you want to get hooked up to.
You're trying to eliminate all the issues.
Yeah. Right. So get that thing, and as the captain of that vessel, you keep that thing straight up and down. That way whoever's pulling, it's straight up and down. They're not going to encounter any problems.
So your method is you back up into it and then keep backing, because the line's going to be slack. So you're backing into it and then you keep backing up until it's vertical.
So I like to back up and I like to pull them all on my starboard side, because okay. that way I can just look over my shoulder
right.
and I can see right there. You know, you got your lights on and everything. You can see them right there in the corner pulling, and I can tell which way it's going. If I need to make adjustments, you know, if you have twin screws, single screw, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
However,
on a bigger boat, that's really important too.
Yeah, it's really important because that gives you the most control.
Yeah.
And that gives you the best view, and then you know where your boat ends. It ends right there, and you can see it. You can see if you're close to the jetty or other hazards
sure.
or boaters.
That's great information.
Steve, how do you do it?
I do it similar, but one thing to note, I know a lot of people, I've had a guy actually call in the office and said, hey, I tried backing down on them, and they ended up in my prop.
Well, yes.
The issue with that was he wasn't doing it. He didn't have his the hoop nets rigged the way that we recommend to
right.
rig them with it, which is, like we mentioned already, you want that slack line getting sunken out with a sinker, with our
right.
clip-on sinker. If you're just letting your slack line float on the water and
nightmare.
You're backing down, well, yeah, that's going to cause an issue. But you want to make sure that you're rigging up your hoop nets the best way, which is by sinking out all that excess line.
On the back side of the buoy.
Yeah,
right,
on the back side of the buoy. Because now all the rope that you have is straight up and down from wherever that float is on the surface. You don't have to worry about your props hitting any rope because all that excess rope is sunken out.
It's such a simple theory, and it might be difficult to understand. I mean, you
yeah.
have the videos, right?
Exactly. Yeah, everything, like I said,
everything we're talking about
is on our Lobster Resources page on our website. So make sure to check those out. We'll teach you everything that you need to know from A to Z in regards to lobster.
Because the theories are extremely simple. It's just understanding. It's getting it across. And once you see it,
yeah,
it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And one thing you need to be aware of, too, is not everybody is smart enough to use the Promar or the Jim Salazar method of sinking out their lines. And be aware of those guys that are fishing around you that have these big, major slack lines, because those will go very easily into your prop.
I deal with those all the time.
It's ridiculous.
And, yeah,
people
and it's
do that.
Such a hazard. And then what's even better is when they're right on top of your hoop net.
Oh, yeah.
And then yours are good to go, and now I got to deal with theirs, and
yeah.
you know, and heaven forbid if you start moving their lines, all of a sudden they come up on you, hey, you're pulling my trap. So I'm like, dude, I'm not touching anything of yours. I'm just
yeah.
trying to get your line away
yeah.
from my
exactly.
line. That's it, bro.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good point, is when you're out there and you see people hooping, and if you're new to it and you see that it looks like there's a good amount of space between one guy's sets, well, he's not doing that so somebody else could come in and set there.
Right.
He's doing it for safety purposes. If he's on a bigger boat, he needs that space to be able to get in there safely and grab his hoop net. So just be conscious of that when you're out there and you see somebody leaving enough space for their boat to get in there. That doesn't mean you go in there and put your hoop nets
in between them. Yeah,
right.
Because there's a lot of scope, too, on those, too, because especially if there's tide and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hoop could be 50 feet away or 40 feet away from where the buoy is.
Yeah.
So just be considerate to
yes,
others.
Exactly.
Don't set... Plenty of room in the bays and the ocean.
Yeah.
You don't need to set on top of somebody else.
Right.
Find your own place. Yeah. Like Captain Dave always says, don't follow the sport boats, right?
That's right. Yeah, you don't want to fish for boats, and you don't want to fish for other people's hoop nets.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
perfect. With that being said, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. When we return, we've got some calls, texts, and more on the Let's Talk Cook Up app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check Poway Valley Collision.com.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold-forged machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford, make it yours, make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers, but Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. So much lobster talk. It's crazy.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, if you're looking at the our YouTube and Facebook, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on Facebook, you can see the Royal Polaris loading up the passengers right now on that on the cam that we have outside. And then we'll jump back in the studio now with our cam. And of course, you can always see the video on that bottom corner there. But great show here with Steve and Pablo from Promar, and talking lobsters. We don't get to talk. I love lobster fishing.
Right? Who doesn't?
Yeah, I really dig it. And it's not so much. It's great to have the lobsters, but it's just being out on at night, and you know, being whether you're in the bay or at Catalina, which is really cool. It's just being out in the ocean at night, and then you know, just the
excitement,
the excitement and the mystery of every time. It's like a prize in every. It's like Cracker Jacks, like a prize in every package when you put up the net. You know, it's either
never know.
You never know what could be in there, right? And it can get pretty exciting.
And the prize is tasty.
Yeah, the prize is tasty. Yeah, no question about it.
I have a good text, Pete, that actually leads, that kind of complements that. And it comes from Matt. And Matt says, morning, guys, great show. Round table question. What's everyone's largest lobster?
Oh, man.
How about that? We'll start with Pablo.
My largest one, I mean, I haven't gone big, like, you know, like state records or anything like that. I believe
like Long Beach Harbor type thing.
Yeah, no. I mean Long Beach Harbor. It seems like the dinosaurs live up there, right? We get some down here, but me personal, my biggest one's only 12 pounds.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah,
that's
only 12 pounds.
Well, Jumbo. I mean, yeah, but I mean, come on. I mean, they get huge, right? I mean, the biggest ones up there are, I think,
18.
Kelly Hansen holds that one still.
17 or 18 pounds.
Yeah, it's like 18 something. You know?
Wow.
But
now, do you keep that 12 pounder?
Oh, no, you throw it right back. Of course you keep it. That's going to feed your family for a week.
Yeah. You know? And what about you, Steve? What's your largest?
I haven't caught. Actually, I saw probably a 15-pounder last year on the outside of our hoop.
Wow.
Really?
And just
because he couldn't get in?
Yeah, and just as he got to the surface of the water.
Let go.
He let go.
Which is just fine, right?
Yeah.
Was that the one where they stopped pulling on that one, or no?
No.
That was a different one, Justin.
Yeah,
right?
Justin saw a big, I think his was even bigger.
His was a monster. This thing was like.
It literally was on the entire hoop.
The whole top of the hoop?
Yeah.
And then they stopped pulling for a second because they were like freaking out at how big it was.
And it just let go.
Oh.
As soon as the air hit him.
Yeah, mine. Wow. The one that I saw was probably 14 to 15 pounds, and Justin's was like 18.
Yeah,
like
crazy. Holy mackerel.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
crazy.
The biggest one I've ever caught is not very big. It's only about 8 pounds.
Which is fine, right?
That's a good one. Come on.
Yeah.
That's a jumbo. But for eating purposes, I mean, that's kind of reaching, for me anyway, like reaching the limit. What about you, Pete?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I like those smaller ones, those like legal ones and the 2-pounders. That's the ones I like to eat.
Back in the day, I had one just under 13 pounds, and I had diving. Check this out. I had two that weighed 22 pounds.
Whoa.
I had a diving. By hand, 10 and 3 quarter and an 11
That's
and a half.
Sea monster.
Or 11 and a quarter and 10 and 3 quarters. So somewhere in there.
Wow.
22 pounds for two lobsters.
For two lobsters. That's good.
Wow, man. That's
jumbo.
Great.
Yeah. There's nowhere to grab them.
Yeah.
The horn.
Yeah. Just grab them and hold on. Right.
Yeah.
Take it for a ride. Let's jump into the phone.
Let's do it. How about Darren? Darren calling from Menifee. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, brother. What's happening?
Hey, things are going good. Love the show, guys. Something I've been fishing with Pablo. He is awesome. Something I wanted to talk about was family and kids. What's cool about Pablo is you have tons of spots in the harbor, right, Pablo? So there's plenty of nice, calm weather for the kids to hang out in.
Yeah, that's right. And just for everybody listening, Darren's been fishing with me. I've actually met him through Saltwater Guide, and we've become friends, and he comes fishing with me all the time, and a lot of times he's just buddy boating, and he'll be right there with me. We're whacking the same kind of fish or whatever, or he's out there hooping. He's still trying to get some of my older nets, I believe, right? My older hoop nets. And but yeah, he's a great guy, and a point that he's making now is inside the harbor, the commercial guys wish they could come inside the harbor.
Oh, yeah.
And Captain Dave Hansen talks about this all the time. They would give their right arm or their firstborn, I mean, to get inside that harbor, because they're crawling inside Long Beach Harbor, inside everywhere. Every harbor they're crawling, inside San Diego Harbor, Mission Bay. They would love the opportunity to get in there. And, yeah, we can – I mean, the worse the weather is, the better, right? Because these guys – They want cover, right? They don't want to be ambushed. They want to cruise out. That's why they don't like it when the water's super clear and the moon's out, because every spotlight's on them. It's like, oh, look, the tasty spiny lobster. Guess who wants to eat them? Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody underwater wants to eat those guys too. So yeah, inside the harbor, smooth, calm, plenty of places to get them, to fish for them.
And what a great thing to do with kids.
It's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Like we keep saying, you never know what's inside that net.
Yeah.
We kids truly don't know. Yeah, horn sharks with you.
Right. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah. Octopi, whatever.
All kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah. All kinds of fish.
Eels.
Yeah.
I've got to read a live text that just came through right now. No name, but it's pertinent to this. How is lobster?
So no name, so no prize. For
no,
you.
I know. Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No prize, no name.
But it's about chartering problems. Here and how is the lobster season in November, December for a family charter?
Oh, well, it's excellent.
That's actually my favorite time.
Exactly. It really is.
Yeah, yours too, right, Steve?
Yeah. Later in the season,
we shouldn't say
I prefer fishing later in the season. There's less people, and you know, usually the crawl progresses, for me at least, what I've seen. The crawl does get a little bit better. It's just knowing.
The water's going down in temperature, and they come back in and get shallower,
yeah,
or whatever it
exactly.
is.
It's
more active.
It's just about knowing the right places to go, but it can be every bit as productive as early in the season.
Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, if I don't go out the first few days of the season, you know, those 4 days you get a jump on the commercial guys, oh, I'm going to miss out. No, the best time to go is when you can go. We keep a pulse on it. I'm not going to, you know, waste my time. You know, I'll tell you, hey, this has been the trend. I'm out each and every day. This is the trend. They didn't crawl till midnight last night.
Yeah.
Or they were crawling
at sunset.
Right at sunset.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you exactly what we need to target, and we'll adjust the tides accordingly.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that they crawl at some point in the night.
Right.
You don't know whether it's going to be midnight, or you don't know whether it's going to be right at sunset.
Exactly.
But you just got to go when you can.
But just like anything, when you're out each and every day, you have a pulse.
You know.
You know when the fish are going to stop biting at South Island.
Right.
You know, you kind of get a feeling if you've been there every day.
Right.
You know, not to say it's an exact science, but If you have a pulse on it, you know the trend.
Dude, you're getting me fired up. Seriously.
Yeah. I'm fired up. You don't think I want to go?
I know. I'd love to go. Columbus Tiger, yeah.
Golden Nuggets, man.
Yeah. Hey, Mark from Canton, Ohio. It's a little far for you to go lobster fishing there, but has a question. Does Promar make something that you could fish lobsters off the rocks and in the harbors?
Yeah, so you can use all of our hoop nets for the most part. A lot of guys use our flat style hoop nets when they're fishing off of jetties or piers. Yeah, just because those are a little bit easier for the lobsters to get into them. It's a little bit easier for them to get out as well because they don't have the walls, the conical right. style walls, but it's easier for them to get in. So if you're fishing off of a pier or a jetty or something like that, or docks, slips, whatever, you don't have to soak it as long. And you can leave it in there for 15 minutes or maybe even shorter, depending on what you're using for bait and how well the night is doing for you. But the lay flats are probably more preferred for that type of fishing than our ambush-style hoop nets if you're fishing off
the rocks.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it fun, right? You don't need the three-outboard juiced-up boat
right.
you know, to go get them. You could have a kayak. You
exactly.
could have a rowboat.
Yeah.
And
paddleboard.
Hello.
Hey,
you ever seen anybody hoop from a paddleboard?
Yeah. Inside Redondo Beach, every year it seems like there's at least two or three guys that are out there on their paddleboard.
Yeah. It's not a rich man's kind of deal.
No, and here's the funny thing. It's just like anything, right? The grass is always greener. You see the boat guys trying to park up on top of the jetties, and then you see the guys that are on the jetties trying to throw them out as far as they possibly
yeah,
can.
Yeah, right.
You know what, guys? These things crawl. They don't just stay in their house and wait for Uber Eats to bring them something, right?
Right.
You got to present the bait in the best possible way, you know. And they're crawling from jetty to jetty. They're crawling up and down. They're every which way but sideways, right? Or even sideways.
Yeah, right.
But it's a funny thing, though. You really see that. You see the guys on the jetties throwing them out as far as you can. Guys on the boats trying to hit the jetty with their boats. But here's the thing. If you are on the shore and if you're using the flat like Steve recommended or if you're using one of the regular ambush nets that we all use, you can always you can throw them out and you can have like a little tagline, right? That way you can always pull them in if you really want to get them out that far. But honestly, right up off the jetty is a great place to be, you know.
Yeah.
15, 20 feet of water. I mean,
you've got a really good chance. If you're listening and it's something you want to go try.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
Well, be careful. Yeah. Areas. I mean, Mission Bay, like by the lifeguard area.
Yeah.
It's very calm and protected.
Let's not talk about that area. Okay?
I know.
You can go out there and you see all the skin divers hitting those areas.
Yeah.
So you know that it's, like you said, it's real prime real estate.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do it.
How about Randy? Randy calling from Costa Mesa. Good morning, Randy. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookout.
Good morning, you guys. Great show with lots of info. My question is regarding the line. Like, I know you can use the braided nylon, the yellow nylon line, but what about the more sophisticated kind of commercial type line? What do you guys think?
So commercial style, yeah.
So I think you're talking about the lead core line, the stuff that sinks out on its own. You don't have to add. I actually prefer using lead core line. It's a little bit more expensive when you're rigging everything up. But then you don't have to worry about it not sinking out, and it's a little bit safer. The poly line is also pretty good. It's very good. But if you're doing this a lot and if you're doing it often, or if you're doing it a lot and you want to just deal with the line floating on the surface or having to clip on an additional sinker on there, then definitely go with the lead core line.
Does Promar make lead core line?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
We make it. I believe the shortest amount we make it in is 100 foot, and we make that all the way up to 1,200 feet.
Wow.
Shot.
So you can buy a whole slew of it.
Yeah, if you want to buy a 1,200 foot roll and then just cut the sections, or if you want to buy multiple 100 foot rolls, you can do either or. But I definitely recommend it for the guys that are doing this often. Switch over to that lead core. That's going to be a lot better.
Oh, no. Here's
that what you use, Pablo?
Yeah, I use both. And like I was talking to Steve, I'm actually going to get some of the heavier hoop nets for this season because of things that we contend with, like the surf and the tide and all those things.
Right. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to go with the XL or the Super XL?
So,
or what did you call it?
XLHD.
Yeah, so the double-ringed ones, Those are really, really good, but obviously we're going to have something like the Brutus here to assist
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, man, no matter how strong you think you are.
23 pounds.
23
That's
pounds.
That's all the XLHD HD yeah, is yeah. 23. Yeah. And what is the XLH?
13.
13.
13. Yeah, the other ones are what, 5 point, what are they?
The regular XLs are only about 6.5 pounds.
6.5 and then 13 and then 25. Yeah. So when you go from that 13 to 25, I mean, when you go from 6 and you're used to pulling 6
yeah.
all the time and you go to 13, you yeah. notice it.
Oh, yeah.
I've had people complain about pulling 6.
Right.
6-pound hoop net, so I can't imagine yeah. those 13
yeah.
to 23.
Ace Lighthauer. Once yeah. you go ace, you never go back.
Right?
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. So.
But if you're pulling by yourself, I remember one of the things I used to do. New Pauly is like the worst nightmare. Slick and a slippery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah I would actually take a knife and run it up and down. But you could take sandpaper and cup it and pull it through.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Just rough it up just a little bit, and it'll help you like night and day.
Well,
like,
or just wear your gloves and take big bites. You
yeah.
know? You,
yeah.
You grab it and take a bite and pull. Grab it, take a bite and pull.
Roughing it up just a little bit will make it like...
Yeah.
Especially, you know, that's something to consider when you do have a puller, because if you rough it up, then it grips it better on that
yes.
puller.
Yeah. 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 Pro For tips sure. right there, man.
Yeah. yeah. Hey, John in La Mesa says, Pablo is awesome. Went out on his boat to hoop for lobster. Learned a lot. He had great gear. All Ahi Promar stuff. So... John's a fan.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
All right.
it.
That's fantastic. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Or Tony from San Diego.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good morning. Appreciate
What's
you
up, you guys?
Let's talk again.
All right. Hey, Pablo, watch out for that guy. He's a slayer. But I do have a quick question for you guys. I grew up on Eastern Shore, Maryland, doing blue crabs. Does Promar offer something that could actually fish for blue crab that I can get to some of my fishing buddies over there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a bunch of different, I mean, we don't only focus on Promar. We do a little bit of, or sorry, we don't only focus on lobster. We do a little bit of everything. We have Dungeness crabs. We have blue crab traps. We do stone crab traps, rock crab traps. We have a little bit of everything. So if you happen to go on our website, promarahi.com, and go under the crab pot section, you'll find, like I said, everything from blue crab traps all the way up to Dungeness crab traps
wow.
and lobster crab traps. So we try to cover every aspect of fishing.
That's kind of cool. And so we have to thank, and thank you for the call there, Tony, too.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.
I saw a couple texts that were asking about along that line, and thanks again to Jim Salazar, the big crayfish in Sierra, right?
Yeah.
Crayfish traps.
Exactly. Crawdad traps, crawfish traps, everything. He goes up there every year, and he sends us pictures of these boils that he does makes us all jealous,
right?
But he used to do all of our crawfish seminars at all the shows as well.
How tasty are those things?
Oh,
I always
so
love to do
good.
It.
So
have you
good.
Had them, Pete?
I not in the Sierras, but Jim's always telling me. He
yeah.
sent me pictures. They look delicious,
especially.
But
the
I've had regular
there.
Crayfish.
Yeah, the ones up there are so clean because the
bet.
Water's nice and cold and
yeah.
clean.
Well,
yeah,
nice and firm.
Yeah,
it's got my attention.
Let's
yeah.
go. I'm hungry.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, hey, we're gonna be right back. Somebody's gonna. Not be hungry at the end of the show because we're giving away two $100 certificates to Promar Ahi when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available. Or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and we don't have to flip the coin today, Pete.
Yeah, everybody's a winner.
Right, well, we've got a texter and a caller, and our texter is Jacob in Spring Valley, and our caller is Dan in Los Alamitos. Both of you have won a $100 certificate to Promar Ahi
shopping spree.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you have an event going on there, right, Steve?
That's right. So every year we try to do something in regards to the lobster season and some form of contest. And this year we're doing a photo contest. It's completely free, and the way to enter is by going posting on Instagram and hashtagging Promar24. Now, when you post on Instagram, all you have to do is post a photo of your ambush hoop net. It could be any model of our ambush hoop net with a legal lobster in it, and then do that Promar hashtag. So hashtag Promar24.
So any model of ambush hoop net.
Yeah.
And just Promar24 on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's hashtag Promar24.
Yeah. And then if you hashtag your favorite retailer, so wherever you shop, wherever you buy your Promar lobster gear at, whether it's Turner's Outdoors, Performance Tackle, or anywhere in between, hashtag the tackle store, and that's an additional entry. And there's no limit to how many entries you can do, guys. So you can do 7 every night, 10 every night. It doesn't matter if you and your buddies get a bunch of lobster.
And a chance to win this? Are you kidding? $500
worth? $500 every month. So every month of the season. Exactly. Right. Every month of the season, you have a chance to win $500 of product. So if you go in October and you hoop net 5 nights and you do a bunch of submissions for that night and you don't win in October, all those submissions you did in October are still good for the entire season.
Incredible stuff. Yeah. Hey, and Pablo, if somebody wants to go fishing with you?
FernandezCharters.com, 619-431-3070. Check me on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. And, of course, the Promar Ahi website,
PromarAhi.com, and Promar Ahi on social media.
All right. Very good. Thank you, guys. Great show. And thank you, Corey, for being here today. And thank you all for being out there. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the website, Hookup app and website. Sure appreciate you out there. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star next Saturday. And then Captain Dave and Tiffany Bacon, expert custom rod builders, and Dave's quite the fisherman there in the Channel Islands too, next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here, 1090 AM, Let's Talk Hookup app, and Facebook and YouTube Live, and of course the Sports Grid Radio Network.